speaking with outgoing Mercer County High School principal Stacy Day. She'll become the new superintendent of the West Central School District in Henderson County effective July 1. Finishing up kind of some loose ends at Mercer County High School, Stacy Day. I'm assuming you're a little bit reflective on your time, well, because you started in the former Westmer School District, transitioned to Mercer County. So are you reflective right now?
Absolutely. It's hard to think that, you know, really I've got about a week and a half left here and then I'm not driving to the same place I've gone every day for my entire career. And so, yeah, I think back on where I started 19 years ago at Westmer and where we've gotten to now and the good things. And I try not to think about the bad things that, you know, we've done some pretty great things around here. And so I'm really proud of what we've done.
It's interesting because we were talking a little bit off the air. Really, the only thing you've known is kind of, you know, education in Mercer County. You started
right.
at Westmer in 2003. You were part of the Committee of 10, which transitioned into the Mercer County School District. You were a math teacher then at Mercer County High School and became the high school principal at Mercer County High School. So I guess to back up, how vividly do you remember like when you started? I mean, that was your first teaching job, right? At Westmer in 2003.
It was. Yeah. You know, it's funny because I told a story the last day of school that, my very first day, you know, I don't know anybody up here. I don't know any families. I don't know any kids. You know, we get rosters of classes because that was before everything was online where you could just see it ahead of time. And I handed them to a couple teachers that I had met early and it was good luck. And I was like, okay, do you say this to all the new teachers or am I just the lucky one that this is the mix I got? But, you know, I think in 19 years, I'm now one that I know the families. I know our kids. I like to think I know our kids. You know, I'm starting to see second generation of some kids come through, which I decided makes me old. But it's just, you know, I think you said it, this is all I've known. You know, I've said, this is who I am. This has been my family. And so, I mean, it's hard to leave. I'm really excited about the new opportunity and I'm super excited for Mercer County. I think Ms. Cooper is going to be great. And so I'm excited to be able to watch them kind of keep going and keep moving forward.
Well, and it's interesting for you, too, when you talk about a consolidated school district, because you were heavily involved in the process,
yes.
being on the committee of 10. And I know you're proud of the students and the education here
right.
in Mercer County. I mean, when we consolidate, there's always these reservations of like, is this thing going to work? And
nope.
There's some delicate issues that you have to sort your way through. I mean, how proud are you when you leave being a part of the consolidation and we see what, we're a consolidated school district now. We're Mercer County. I mean, what do you think being involved in all that process, how important was that to you?
Oh, huge. I think that was really the step for me into any kind of leadership up here in our school system. And so I look back on that a lot and I think, and at the time, I remember thinking, I don't know that this headache and this nightmare of that process is worth it. And now, 13 years later, looking back, it was worth every single headache. It was worth all of the stress and the heartache going through it for those opportunities for our kids. And I can't imagine us not being Mercer County.
Well, so you look, you say 13 years, right?
Yep.
So you look
yep.
at the class of 2022. So they were
right.
Mercer County from kindergarten to their senior year. So it's
yeah.
weird that you're transitioning out, but you see that first group of students go through
yep.
the Mercer County School District from kindergarten to graduation.
Yep.
That's got to be pretty cool, you know, kind of a way to segue out of here, right?
It is. That, you know, I told that group, I think one day when we had a senior meeting before graduation, I said, you know, I worked on the committee of 10 to get this started and you're kind of the first, I don't want to say real fruits of our labor, but they are, you know, they're the first groups that they don't know any different other than being a Golden Eagle, all the way through. And so it's been really special for me to see that group all the way through, even though I didn't know them when they were younger, but to be leaving at the same time as them.
All right. So, you know, the other thing when I talk about people and talk to people in education, you know, I say, well, what have you thought from 2020 on? Because nobody knew what we were up against dealing with a pandemic, how we approach a pandemic, how does education approach a pandemic, you know, with the moving parts
right there.
So that was, you know, many educators can speak to that. But, I mean, that was a crazy time for sure.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, totally out of the blue, out of nowhere. I tell my science department all the time, you know, I met with them 3 days before we got shut down in March of 2020. And I looked at them and I said, this is what they're talking about on the news. Do you think this is anything that we need to be worried about? And they're like, at the time, no, I think it'll be kind of like swine flu. Do you remember when that went through? And we'll have some people out sick, but you know, we think we'll be okay. And in 24 hours, everything changed. I'm calling an emergency faculty meeting saying, I think this is coming. I have no idea what it means, but I need you to be aware of it. And that Friday afternoon, then the governor shut us down for what started as 2 weeks and ended up being the rest of the school year. And I look back and I think never in my wildest dreams would we have ever thought anything like that could happen. And I think that's been part of the stress the last couple of years is waiting for that other shoe to drop. Like, when are we going to get shut down again? What's going to be the next thing? And so I feel like, especially this year, as we got through first semester and into the spring, things finally felt like they were kind of calming down and we were going to be in a good place. And that fear maybe wasn't there as much. I will say, though, what I think the pandemic has taught us is throw anything at us and we're going to figure it out and we're going to make the best of it and we're going to do what's best for our kids to the best of our ability. And we're going to take it and run with it and do what we got to do. And I'm really proud of our kids and really proud of our staff for stepping up the last couple of years and dealing with all the headaches and me changing my opinion and my vote every other day, it seemed like. And, you know, they just rolled with it and we did what we had to do and came through it on the other side.
Well, and that's the thing about, you know, public education and, you know, having to be basically, I'm not going to say healthcare experts, but dealing with, you know, a health related issue.
Right.
And I know I don't want to get into the whole, you know, gun debate stuff, but, you know, school security is going to be back in the forefront now.
Yep.
With Uvalde in response to the Uvalde, Texas thing. So you have all these things that are kind of really outside of day to day learning, you know.
Right.
And I mean, can you speak to kind of those challenges? It's one thing to say, hey, I'm going into school today and I'm just going to teach these kids. But
right.
It's so much more than just that now today.
Absolutely. You know, even in my 19 years, I mean, when I first started, you know, none of that really was on the radar. I walked in and I did my job and I got to hang out with my kids and all of that. And it was great. And things have really changed. You know, and I've always said as principal, I felt like my job was to stop, get rid of those barriers so that my teachers could walk in and just be able to do that, just be able to teach and be with their kids and do what we hired them to do and do what they're great at. And so going into being principal and even going into superintendent classes to work on that stuff, you know, never in my life did I think I was going to have to know so much about CDC requirements and health department issues and all of that, or worrying. You know, I think you always worry about safety, but, you know, the extent to which we have to think through, you know, the what if scenarios and the stuff that you just pray never happens, but you got to have that in the back of your mind. You know, how do we do this? What if, you know, God forbid a shooting situation would happen here? How do we handle that? You know, what do we do to be prepared for that worst case scenario? And you can play those what if games all day, every day. And so you do your best, you come up with a plan, you talk about it, you think about it. And in the end, I think what I've learned is at some point, I've still got to say, I'm as prepared as we are going to be. And my job now is to make my kids feel safe and secure, and let's get into the business of teaching and get into educating kids and take it a day at a time and move forward that way.
All right. So I think we were talking off the air. June 10th is your final day at Mercer mm-hmm. County High School. You transition July 1 to as official superintendent of West Central School District. From an administrative standpoint, as a superintendent, it's more oversight of, you know, the entire district, and you're the administrator and financial steward of the district. How much you're going to miss kind of the day-to-day contact with, I mean, you still have some contact, but not like the day-to-day contact as a high school principal.
Right.
How much you're going to miss that?
That part, I don't think the reality of that has hit me yet. That's the piece I know I'm going to miss the most is, you know, that time with the kids, seeing them at games, and not that I can't go to games and spend time with kids and whatever. It's just different at that position. You know, we've got some pretty special kids here and I've made some pretty good connections with them. And so not having that, is just going to be way different. And at this point, I don't know that I've figured out how to wrap my head around what that looks like or what that feels like yet.
All right. Well, walked into a Westmer classroom in 2003 and walking out as the high school principal of Mercer County in 2022, leaving for the superintendent position in the West Central School District. Congratulations on a great career at Mercer County, Stacy Day, and good luck at West Central.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.